Welcome back to Midday. I'm Tom Hall here in Studio A with our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick. And Judy, you have gone to the Contemporary American Theater Festival up in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Got a bazillion plays, and you see all bazillion of them. You've attended this new play festival for many, many years now. A number of other new play festivals are struggling or they've closed, but it sounds like the Contemporary American Theater Festival is going strong. What do you think?
Well, Tom, you're right. Two of the most prominent new play festivals, Humana at the Actors Theater of Louisville and the Sundance Theater Lab, have closed. And Sunday's New York Times reported that the, quote, future is far from assured for the Eugene O'Neill Theater Center, the granddaddy of them all, where I taught for more than 20 years. But the Contemporary American Theater Festival appears to be thriving. Most of the five performances I attended were sold out. According to Amy Ratchford, the festival's interim managing director, ticket sales this summer are expected to top 10,000, 17% ahead of where they were in 2024. In its three-plus decades, this West Virginia festival has steadily built a loyal audience, including a respectable contingent from Baltimore.
Well, let's talk about the plays. There are five plays. You saw all of them in 2 days. There are several reasons for this. Chief among them is that you're nuts. But, you know, that's a discussion for another day. But any common threads between these five plays?
I'm just nuts about theater, Tom. I've got to clarify.
I noticed that, yeah.
Common threads, not so much in terms of themes, but definitely in terms of style. Three are largely autobiographical, but about very different subjects. Did My Grandfather Kill My Grandfather is a play about a Vietnamese-American raised in West Virginia. Kevin Kling Unraveled is the tale of a physically disabled storyteller from Minnesota. Those two are both one-man shows. Side Effects May Include is an account of a mother whose grown son became seriously, severely ill after taking antidepressants. Four of the plays use direct audience address. Interestingly, all five are 90 minutes or less. As a whole, these plays present some big ideas, but at times the result is more talky than dramatic. So there's a mix of good things and things that could be a little bit better.
So of those five, what do you think? Is there a standout?
For me, Happy Fall is the standout. It's the largest and most ambitious play, and it largely achieves its ambitions. It's written by Lisa Sanaya Dring in collaboration with Los Angeles's Rogue Artists Ensemble. It's subtitled A Queer Stunt Spectacular. This is a multifaceted, multimedia production. It incorporates film, puppetry, actual stunts, and some slow-motion fight choreography that looks almost like dancing. And it raises big questions. What's safe? What's dangerous? What's real? What's hidden? What's true? And what's just visual effects? The cast of six, the cast of eight includes six actors who are very nimble, impressive acrobats. The other two are the leads. Aubrey Deeker plays an aging stuntman. He's a hardened veteran who's learned which risks are worth taking and which could end a career, such as being gay in a chauvinist macho profession in the early 1980s. Glenn Morizzo plays a gay Taiwanese 22-year-old. His stunt career is just beginning. He's wide-eyed, he's hopeful, and he's reckless. Happy End exists on several levels. On one of these, Aubrey Deeker plays a character called The Host. He's part carnival barker, part narrator of a documentary about a mega-hit action movie that included a 300-foot fall. I have a clip of Deeker introducing that documentary. Let's listen.
We are so happy to welcome you to the making of the 1980 blockbuster, The Descent. Ooh, yes, unlike other popular Schmooniversal stunt shows Backdraft and Waterworld, which just show you the fun parts of the movie, we are going to bring you into the making of this film to show you just how stunt movies are made and how these stunt performers survive on nothing but tinsel, tiger balm, and their stupid little dreams.
That's Aubrey Deeker in Happy Fall. That's one of the five new plays at the Contemporary American Theater Festival in West Virginia. So what else stood out for you, Judy? What do you think?
The play called Side Effects May Include recreates the experience of playwright Lisa Loomer. Loomer's son was diagnosed with akathisia, a movement disorder, after being prescribed multiple prescription drugs. The cast includes four other actors, Three of these play 24 roles. Even so, the play features a lot of telling by the character of the mother. Lisa Fernandez plays the mother. She gives her an open heart and even some humor. But considering the widespread use of anti-anxiety and antidepressant drugs, Side Effects is a powerful, scary story. I brought a clip of the mother and the first psychiatrist her son sees. Susan Linsky plays the psychiatrist. Let's listen.
I'd like to try him on Cymbalta. He's a darling boy, really darling. I'd also like him to see an educational neuropsychologist because I suspect there's learning disorders that are contributing to his social anxiety and depression.
Depression? Gee, he's never seemed depressed. A little anxious, maybe, but he's always had a lot of friends, joking, life of the party.
Exactly. Sounds like he's been depressed his whole life and trying really hard to hide it.
That's Susan Linsky and Lisa Fernandez in the Contemporary American Theater Festival's production of Side Effects May Include. It's one of the five new plays there. So, Judy, you said there are two one-man shows. Do either of those strike a chord? What do you think?
Well, Kevin Kling Unraveled is an autobiographical show written by and performed by the Storyteller Laureate of Minneapolis. Kling has also been featured on NPR and PBS. The play has an onstage musician playing accompaniment, and the play also has a refreshing dose of humor. Kling talks candidly and compellingly about everything from his disabled arms to seeing a band play of his performed in communist Czechoslovakia, and even about his family's proclivity for being struck by lightning. I have a clip. Let's listen.
I'll never forget the first time I was struck by lightning. I was working on an airplane with my dad. We were laying underneath the fuselage in a puddle of water, and my dad had just asked for a screwdriver, so I was handing it over to him, when all of a sudden, bam, lightning struck the puddle, and I felt the lightning shoot through my body. I felt my organs hit together, my stomach hit, my liver, my spleen. I thought, I've been hit by lightning. And then I think, the fact I know I've been hit means I'm still alive.
That's Kevin Kling. He's the playwright and the performer at the Contemporary American Theater Festival. So, Judy, in our last 30 seconds here, what can you tell us about the festival's other two plays?
Well, these, again, are plays with big ideas. Marc St. Germain's Magdalene is about the Apostle Peter paying a visit, an unwelcome visit to Mary Magdalene 18 years after the crucifixion. Ultimately, this play turns out to be more debate than drama. The fifth play, Did My Grandfather Kill My Grandfather, is the first produced play by West Virginia's Cody Leroy Wilson. The play examines identity, belonging, and bigotry. Tom, this summer's five plays are intriguing. They're thought-provoking. I'd make the drive just to see Happy Fall, which is unlike anything I've seen on stage. But while these plays raise important and interesting issues from religion to racism, several are a little less interesting dramatically.
And it's only about 90 minutes from Baltimore, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
And even
That's
shorter
right.
from Frederick.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Plenty of folks in our listening area go to the Contemporary American Theater Festival. It's at Shepherd University in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. It's there until the 3rd of August. Thanks, Judy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.